Hi, I'm Jenny Kay, and we're going to take a look at the input monitoring options in Logic Pro. And it can be good to know what's going on in the project when you're hearing all kinds of stuff that you maybe don't want to hear, or maybe you do want to hear stuff. So I have four tracks.
Track 4, delay group.
Delay.
Track 3, clean group. Clean. Track 2, crunch group. Track 1, verb group.
And a verb. And we are gonna go to...
Track 2, track 3, clean. Track 4, delay. Track 3, clean group.
Stay on the clean. So the standard behavior right now is control I, and I hear myself. Natural. Let's hit the, turn that off.
Track 4, delay group.
And delay.
Track 1, verb group.
And the verb.
Track 2, crunch group.
And crunch. And of course we could.
Track 1, verb group. Track 4, delay group.
Turn them all on. Which is pretty cool. However, let's change that.
Track 1, verb group. Track 2, crunch group.
Okay, I can't hear myself. Good. So input monitoring is off on all tracks right now. So let's go into preferences.
Preferences, dialogue, preferences, devices, toolbar.
Okay, toolbar.
In toolbar, audio button.
Audio.
Press audio button. Out of toolbar, devices, tab, 1, general, selected, tab, 2 of 6.
General.
Editing, /audio, MP, display, sample accurate, volume, automatic, all buses, software monitor, GarageBand required, software monitoring, checkbox.
So software monitoring is on, that's what we want.
GarageBand requires the input monitoring button to be on, and the track to be either focused or record enabled. Unchecked checkbox.
This is a... I don't know why they have to mention GarageBand there, but whatever, it's what
software monitoring, GarageBand requires the input monitoring button to be on, and the track to be either focused or record enabled. Unchecked.
Yeah, it requires the input monitoring to be on and for the track to be focused to monitor. So let's turn that on.
Check GarageBand requires the input monitoring button to be on and the input monitoring only for the focus track and only when input monitoring is enabled, like in GarageBand.
Yeah.
Independent monitoring level for record enabled channel strips. Unchecked checkbox.
I don't have that checked. I don't know the use for it, if anyone knows. And I don't have to apply.
Input monitoring, quick look, Jenny K.
Here, so we're back here.
Track 3, clean group.
So we'll have to enable all of them. Let's go with all of them. It's going to be
track 4, delay group.
Loud.
Item chooser menu, 137 items. Closing.
Sorry.
Item chooser menu. Track 1, verb group. Track 4, delay group.
Turn on the delay.
Track 1, verb group.
Turn on the verb.
Track 2, crunch group.
Turn on the crunch.
Track 3, clean group.
So what happens now is that I move between the tracks.
Track 4, delay group.
Delay.
Track 1, verb group.
Verb.
Track 2, crunch group.
Crunch.
And
that's it.
Track 3, clean group.
And clean. So it changes depending on the track you're on. So it's that simple. I prefer not to have that on. But it depends on what you're doing. It all depends on what you want. So the options are there. There's no hybrid method. I wouldn't mind having one track constantly monitoring while the other ones are dynamic, but I don't know if that's possible. There might be a way. If you figure it out, let me know. One thing that I constantly run into is that I accidentally monitor two tracks with the same source, usually the vocals, and they are all the same, so all that happens is that it gets louder and it can be very deceiving. So if you have strange levels in your project and you're thinking that doesn't make sense, then check the monitoring. or go with the dynamic monitoring like now. And have fun. Bye.